I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 win away at Horsham. Alan, we've had some good away wins this season, but that's got to be up there amongst the best, hasn't it?
Excellent win. Before kick-off, we're never going to see about the performance, because the performance was never going to be there because the pitch and all. I've been talking to their manager, Johnny Marks, who's got a great reputation of playing a beautiful game and passing it, but you can't out there. So it's always going to be how we're going to win the game, from a corner, from a set play, if you like. And I'm pleased for Carl as well, sticking in. We've had a lot of chances and there's a lot of frustrations from me on the bench, because I'm thinking it wasn't a very nice game to watch being a manager, but what a great result, an excellent result, and I'm really pleased. I'm pleased for Carl scoring again. So it was lovely for him.
You mentioned the pitch. It was awful, awful pitch. Did that affect your team selection at all? I'm thinking specifically leaving Dean Lodge on the bench.
Yes, that was one of the options. Because I knew what I had to do, because I went and watched Horsham last week, and also we took a little game on Tuesday night. At the minute, it's called Herkia. That's Carl Dennis, by the way, just because he scored one goal and his calls to stall, so I'm delighted about that. Like, you know, he's probably nicked it, knowing him. But going back to team selection, it was in my mind a little bit. It was on a better pitch, we might have done something different, I don't know. But the team selection picks itself at the minute, because at the minute we're winning games, and last week we played against a good Margate side, kept a clean sheet and won the game. So really it's hard to change. Lodgy will get back in the team. Max has been outstanding, he'll get back in the team. Hall, he's been out in rubber, and we've got Bash to come in with, so he could be fit Tuesday, Bash. So it's a nice selection problem to have, but at the same time, I did think about it the way we did think about it, not me, Hamzy and Martin thought about it, but we thought it was a right decision to stick with what's been winning games.
Christian Jolly had a lot more to do today defensively than he has done in recent weeks. How do you think he copes today?
He's excellent. He was absolutely brilliant. He was. He had against their quickest player when he come on, and he's growing all the time, and he can get forward, he can get back. He's not really his best position. He can play up front, he can play midfield. He's a great talent. I keep telling people that he's a great talent, so I thought he was excellent. In the first half, he went through their biggest player, if you like, at Ben Andrews, who's got a great reputation in the game, and a 50-50. He come out with that, so he's doing very well. So I'm pleased with him.
Carlos and Dennis went off injured. It seems to take a long time for that substitution to take place. Were you hoping that he could run off the injury he'd picked up?
Without a doubt, because about 2 minutes beforehand, he was running around like a headless chicken. Then all of a sudden, I thought, okay, we're 1-0 up, it's my goal, it's my game. He'd get all the credit, but he'd be fine for Tuesday night. I'm delighted for Carl, because Bobby gets all the plaudits, rightly so, because he's got a goal. Bobby will score either Tuesday or score Saturday. We'll know that anyway, because that's what he does. But at the same time, with Carl and all that, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. And today I'm glad we won a game with Carl Dennis winning the game, if you like.
But Carl will be alright for Tuesday.
He'll be flying for Tuesday. He wants to play, and he'll play.
Rob Telfrey made a couple of excellent saves at 1-0 again. How much sea period is worth against his former club today?
He done alright. I thought his kicking could have been better on a hard pitch, and also thought that he's Cheers, that's Bobby Trainer. Okay. You can tell because he's got Dowson number plate on the back. He done okay today. He made a good couple of saves. I thought from across he should have done better. A couple of times his kicking should have been better, but he's an excellent goalkeeper. Yep.
And as a midfield unit, how do you think Hickey, Harkin and Huckle did today?
Very well. I thought Hickey was his best game. I thought that anyway. I thought Harkin was different gear. And Hooks is what you see is what you get. He's been in the team for the last 2 years or 3 years since I've had the job, and all is does well. Again, we just should have killed the game off. We put their centre-halves up front, and it's all a ball in the box. And of course it's going to cause troubles. But I thought the game should have been buried by then. I thought what a great chance of calling the first half to make it 2-0, and that would have been deservedly going in 2-0. But Lodgy's had a great chance coming on. Hooks has had a couple of good chances. Hickey's had one. McGrath's had a half of one, if you like, you know. But we should have killed the game. We should have done that, you know.
Dartford lost today. We're 7 points off the top. But more importantly, we're looking good for 10th still, aren't we?
I think you've been fairly negative, to be honest.
you keep telling me.
No,
good position.
I've said from day one that we'll challenge for a championship. I haven't said anything differently. Didn't start trying to put words in my mouth. I've never said 10th, I'll get sacked if we finish 10th. I've said that we'll take Dartford all the way.